Thank you for joining me for my weekly Saturday morning podcast. This morning's podcast is brought to you by Swiffer, the quicker picker-upper. First topic is the one-child policy in China. In the 1950s, the government started encouraging birth control. Then in 1979, the one-child policy was introduced by leader Deng Xiaoping to try and slow population growth rates. Han Chinese could only have one child. Then in the 1980s, China relaxed the policy to allow couples to have two children if both the parents were only children. It was supposed to be temporary, but it ended up ending on October 29th, 2015. So it wasn't very temporary. Since it went so long, it prevented 40 million births. They needed more young people because so many people were retiring, and you could only have one child, so they didn't have enough young people to go into the labor force. Then in 2013, couples were allowed to have two children if only one of them was an only child, if only one of the parents was an only child. And in 2014, 800,000 couples applied to have two kids. And now all couples can have two children, no matter who they are or if they're only children. Anyone can have two children if they want to. And it is estimated that by 2030, over one-fourth of the population will be 60 years or older. And I think that this was a good idea, that it might, since everyone can have two kids now, they might become overpopulated again in the future, and they will have to go back to the one-child policy for a little bit, and I think it might just go back and forth from one-child policy to two children, and that might be hard for them. But otherwise, I think it was a good idea in 1979 to have the one-child policy. Now we are going to talk about the atomic bomb that the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945 at 8:16 a.m. It was authorized by President Truman, and it was the first atom bomb ever to be dropped. It was dropped by a B-29 bomber called the Enola Gay. It ended the war completely. There were 80,000 killed on site and 60,000 later dead from the fallout, and 35,000 were injured. There were 90,000 buildings that stood before the bombing, and 28,000 now remain. 200 doctors were there before the bombing, and 20 now live. 1,780 nurses were alive before the bombing, and 150 survived. And there were some engravings on the bomb. For example, there was one that said, "Greetings to the Emperor from the men of the Indianapolis," which was the boat that transported the bomb. And my opinion on this topic is that I think they should have done it. I think they made the right choice, because it ended the war. And had they not done this, I think more people would have died. I know a lot of people died from the bomb, but I think even more would have died if the war had kept going on. So I think they made the right choice. Now, finally, we're going to talk about the proxy wars in Vietnam and Korea. First, let's start with what a proxy war is. It is a war started by two or more world powers, but those powerful countries do not get directly involved. The Korean War and the Vietnam War were two different wars during the Cold War, where the Soviet Union supported a communist government and the U.S. supported a democratic government. The Korean War was a proxy conflict between the communist North Korea government and the democratic capitalist South Korea government. It lasted for 3 years, from 1950 to 1953, with no considerable military advancements. The war was supposed to unify the country, but it didn't work, obviously, because there's still two countries. Now, the Vietnam War was from 1955 to 1975. It is still one of the most controversial wars in America's history. It was like Korea with divided communist and democratic governments. The U.S. supported the South, and the Soviet Union and China supported the North. The war caused conflict in the U.S. in U.S. politics because Americans thought we were fighting an unnecessary war. It also caused riots because young men were being drafted into the military and people thought it was an unnecessary war, so they didn't want this to happen. So they started riots and fights and because they were mad. And it was the only U.S.-backed war that the Americans did not come out victorious. My opinions on this topic is it kind of surprised me that it was the only U.S. war that we did not come out victorious, that we lost. And yeah, thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning for our weekly podcast. Hope you have a great day.